我们的话语。
I especially enjoy the time when we worship together and singing some of the old hymns that I haven't heard in a while.
他说我特别欣赏就是和大家一起唱那些很古老的我们圣经的诗歌，有的诗歌就已经有很长一段时间没听到了。
Indeed, I'm amazed at the grace of God and how He touches our hearts and lives and brings us together.
他说我常常就感到很惊讶，主的慈爱把我们连接在一起。
Forgive me today, I have a little hoarse voice, but I went out to Cal Berkeley yesterday to see the Ohio State Buckeyes play Cal in football, and I did a little bit too much cheering.
他说请大家原谅我今天嗓子有点沙哑，因为昨天去看一场球赛，做啦啦队大概呼喊得太厉害了，所以有点嗓子有点哑了。
I told some people at the church that I'm pastor at,that one of the things that I did, I rolled my wife down the hills and I pushed her up the hills.
他说他昨天在这个看足球的时候对他太太叫太响。
But I think it's fitting to just be able to reflect today on that Christ is alive and that we're alive when Christ lives in us.
今天要讲的题目是那个天父还活着，他活在十字架上和我们一起活着。
We're looking at three simple verses this morning, but they are packed with a lot of information for us.
今天早晨我们读的圣经只有短短的三节，但是里面有很多内容。
The title of the sermon is Five Signs That You Are Spiritually Alive.
我们今天的题目是我们就是属灵的五个记号。
Maybe the question for us today is a simple one. How do you know if someone is spiritually alive or spiritually dead?
他说，也许这对我们是个挑战性的问题。你如何知道一个就是基督徒是有属灵的记号还是没有属灵的记号？
I read an interesting story. Let me share it with you.
我读到一个很有趣的故事，现在和大家一起分享。
An artist was hired by the church to paint several pictures of a dying church.
有一个画家给教会雇佣来请他画一些壁画。
After several weeks, he returned with his work.
然后过了几个礼拜，他就交上了他的作品。
The first picture was of a stately building with a large towering steeple.
第一个他画了一个有尖顶的那个教堂。
There was a large crowd of lavishly dressed people entering the doors.
然后有很多衣着华丽的人涌进这个教堂的门。
In another picture, he portrayed the interior of the church being expansive, furnished with chandeliers and thousands of dollars of things hanging from the ceilings.
然后第二幅画就画教堂里面有很华丽的吊灯，反正装饰得很好。
In the lobby, there was a display of a youth meeting and a recreation room with kids playing games.
然后在这个画里面有个像前台一样的地方，很多小孩在玩。
He had another painting of a fellowship hall with tables of food and desserts and people sitting there, with their plates filled to capacity.
然后另外一幅画就是他们这些基督徒在吃饭，很多人坐在那里，台上的食物很丰盛。
When the elders who hired him to do the painting and noticed those paintings, they protested. We asked you to paint pictures of dying churches.
然后这个雇他来画画的长老就抗议，他说我们雇你来画画是要画那个死去的这个教堂教会。
We expected to see a run-down building with weeds growing up all around and churches with windows broken out.
他说我们期望看到这个死去的教会就是房屋都坍塌，野草都长得很高的这个。
We expected to see an interior that was drab and lifeless and unkept.
我们期望看到这个死亡的教会、倒闭的教会里头都是里面都是乱七八糟的应该。
We expected to see sanctuaries shadowed with no one inside the buildings.
我们期望这个教会因为是已经死亡了、倒塌的教会，就里面不会有活人的。
But the artist opened up his Bible to a passage in Revelation, the third chapter.
然后这个画家就翻开圣经，指出其中一段。
And he read the letter to the church about the church of Sardis.
然后他就念了这个圣经里面的内容。
It says something like this: I know all of the things that you do, and you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead.
然后说他好像意思说就是如果你在这个画里面画了很多活的东西，实际上你就是死的。
He concluded from what Jesus had said about the church of Sardis that the dying church could be dying a spiritual death.
他这个画家解释说，上帝说的死亡的教会实际上只是圣灵的死亡。
A dying church could have an outward appearance of life.
就是死亡的教会呢，实际上是一种不属灵的教会。
It could be buildings of, could be one of buildings that are prettiest in the town even.
即使这个教会华丽的很，那个装饰非常好，但是它是不属灵的教会，还是一个死亡的教会。
Its crowds of members could be clothed in the finest apparel.
他说，如果即使里面拥满了基督徒，那些不属灵的教会里面的人也都是没有用的。
Its youth and children could be having fun and playing games.
那些小孩其实都在玩游戏，并不是来崇拜上帝。
Its fellowship hall could be filled with food and desserts.
然后所以那些看尽管它是没有不属圣灵的教会，里面同样可以有很多吃的食物这种。
But on the inside, a spiritual apathy is revealed.
他说但是在这个属灵的教会情况是不是这样的。
Which tells us the church might not be alive, but a dead church.
所以在这种情况下，教会可能就是已经死亡的教会，不属灵的。
Let me be clear this morning. Alive doesn't mean that the doors are closed.
坦姆斯说这个我来清楚的指出，就是一个属灵的教会并不是说它的门一定是开着。
Alive also may mean that the doors are open.
不一定就是关着，也有可能这个属灵的教会门是打开的。
Alive means that our hearts are open.
属灵主要是指我们的心是打开的。
So we're going to look today at five signs, to know whether we're spiritually alive.
所以我们今天来看一看属灵的五个记号。
The first sign that we see in this passage of scripture that you read this morning is forgiveness of all sins.
第一个记号，我们从今天的圣经读的经文可以看到，就是我们要原谅所有的过犯和那个罪。
It simply says, "Then God made you alive with Christ."
然后就是说，这个圣经里面仅仅简单的说，上帝用十字架使你得到拯救。
For he forgave you of all of your sins.
天父就赦免了我们所有的罪。
So forgiveness is the first sign of life in you.
所以宽恕、饶恕别人是我们第一个记号。
Sin is a poison. It's a venom. It's a disease that one has.
我们的身上的罪性实际上是传染的，是一种毒药。
But forgiveness is a salve, it's an ointment, it's a balm, it's a prescription of anointing of healing.
然后就是宽恕、饶恕呢，就是一种处方、一种膏药、一种就是良药，可以使我们得到医治。
Instead of living in bitterness, we learn to live in betterness.
我们如果生活在痛苦中仇视那些罪的话，还不如生活在快乐中宽恕所有的这些罪过。
Instead of living a life trapped by resentment, we can live a life of righteousness.
如果我们心中存有这个对仇恨、对这个罪过的那种仇恨的话，不如活在就是宽恕的快乐当中。
Instead of letting anger be in control, we can learn to remain calm.
与其让愤怒控制我们，不如让平静使我们的心得到安宁。
Instead of being miserable and always complaining, we've discovered how to be content.
与其我们不断的抱怨这些罪过，我们不如就是满足于自己，宽恕自己。
Instead of having a heart filled with hatred,We have a heart filled with love.
与其我们的心充满了仇恨，不如把我们的心充满了快乐。
Instead of gossiping and judging others, we can look someone straight in the eye and say, "Let's get down on our knees and pray for one another."
与其我们互相指责或者埋怨别人的罪过，我们不如在一起，就是说我们跪下来祷告。
Being forgiving takes away the malice and the mean-spirited of self-fulfillness.
宽恕别人的罪过，自己的罪过，实际上是对自己的一种饶恕。
It gives us a life of being thankful.
这样的生活，我们就是会感恩。
Counting our blessings and being satisfied with what we have, and being in unity and love.And peace.
常常数算我们得到的恩典，使我们的心灵会平静，得到安宁。
I will choose a lifestyle of forgiveness.
如果让我选择，我会选择就是宽恕、饶恕别人的一种生活方式。
Over the lifestyle of sin, every time.
然后就是饶恕，就是饶恕一切的过犯。
There are a lot of things out there that are spiritual killers, but forgiveness is the first step to spiritual healing.
就是我们有很多过犯，我们很多罪过呢，如果能够宽恕的话，就会心灵上得到安宁。
How do you get forgiveness?
然后你如何获得这种能够宽恕别人的能力呢？
You simply talk to Jesus.
你只要和上帝说话就可以了。
It's simply prayer.
实际上就是祷告就可以了。
This morning, in your announcements that was given, the book that you're studying on prayer, it's interesting, even though I was not aware of that, that in preparing for this message today, prayer became an intricate ingredient.
刚才听主持人讲的，我们祷告会正在学习这个关于如何祷告，他说这是很凑巧的，我是觉得这个非常有意义。
Prayer is talking to God just like you and me face to face, eyeball to eyeball.
他说，祷告其实就是你跟我站在一起，互相看着眼睛，诚挚的交心。
So spiritual life begins with prayer.
所以属灵的生活开始于祷告。
Our prayer must include words of repentance.
我们祷告一定要包含有这个属灵的话语。
God, I have a problem. It's a problem bigger than I can handle alone.
比如讲，你跟天父说，我有一个很大的问题，超出我所能控制的范围。
It's simply saying to him, I need the kind of help that comes from you and you only.
然后就跟天父说，我觉得我这个问题只有你才能帮我们解决，你才有能力帮我们解决。
It's saying, Lord, I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
然后就说你在天父面前承认你的罪，就是罪，然后请求他来帮助你。
That is all that it takes, to begin a new spiritual life.
这我们刚才讲的第一个信号，就是使我们可以开始全新的属灵生活。
Spiritual life begins then with forgiveness.
属灵的生活开始于宽恕。
You remember we began the sermon by saying that five things that help us know whether we're spiritually alive.
我们不是刚才说吗？有五个记号可以开始我们属灵生活。
The first then is knowing how to forgive and knowing that we have been forgiven.
就是第一个记号就总结一下，就是我们应该要宽恕所有别人的罪过，我们自己也得到了天父的宽恕。
Notice the second ingredient is found in the 14th verse where it says records are charged against us. Records and charges against us are canceled.
然后这个第二个记号就是大家看刚才念的圣经的第十四节，就是说所有攻击我们有碍于我们的字句把它撤去。
He has been the one that cancels the charges against us.
是天父是他。把我们所有的罪都撤去了。
Spiritual life means all the records and charges of sin against you have been totally cancelled.
所以这个所谓的宽恕实际上就是所有记录于我们罪过的那些记录都给天父撤销了。
What does this mean to you?
这意味着什么呢?
Sin leaves a record.
我们有罪的话是有一个记录的。
An indictment has been made against you.
然后这个记录是对你不利的。
The devil has made a charge and a claim for your eternal soul.
然后这个约撒旦就会利用这个记录来老是来攻击你，使你不安。
The Bible teaches us that there is a great gulf between heaven and hell, and since heaven is a place prepared for God's people, there is no pain or suffering or sorrow.
圣经教导我们，我们如果相信耶稣的话，就不会下地狱，而会上天堂。
There's no grief, there's no sickness, and there's no death.
在天堂没有痛苦，没有病痛，也没有死亡。
The music is of trumpets and harps in the choirs of heaven.
天堂上的音乐是如此的美妙。
The Bible calls it paradise.
然后天父就说这个是真正的天堂。
Again, in the book of Revelation, in the 21st chapter, gives us a picture of heaven.
然后在圣经里面有一本书就描绘 天堂是怎么样的。
It's a place of light and glory of God.
天堂是荣耀着天父的一个美好的地方。
Walls are made of jasper and the streets are purest gold.
然后街道都是用黄金铺的，墙也是用宝石 做起来的。
It's garnished with precious stones.
到处都是宝石。
Its 12 gates are made of pearl.
然后有十二扇门都是镶着宝石。
Its water is as clear as glass.
然后那边的水就非常干净。
It is a perfect place that Jesus has gone to prepare for each and every one of us.
这是天父为我们每一个要进入天堂的人所准备的美好的地方。
Listen again to the words of our scripture passage today.
再来回顾一下我们刚才读的圣经。
Then God made you alive with Christ.
然后天父就使你们赦免了你们，使你们活过来，永远活着，一同活过来。
For He forgave you of all of our sins.
他赦免了你们所有的过犯。
And He canceled the record of charges against us.
然后他把我们所有记录于我们罪的那些字句全部都撤去了。
The third insight from this passage of scriptures is our sins have been nailed to the cross.
然后第三个记号就是说我们的这些过犯罪过都钉在十字架上了。
Let me tell you how God did that.
我来告诉你们天父是怎么做到这一点的。
God took his son and God took my sin and they have been, and they crucified Jesus to the cross.
然后就是我们的上帝把他的独生儿子我们的罪一起钉在了十字架上。
Jesus died that I can live.
然后耶稣去世了，但是我们还活着。
Now that gets me excited, friends.
他就说我听到这个消息就非常激动。
If you don't get excited about this, you are spiritually dead.
如果你听到刚才讲的这个消息没有感到激动的话，你这个就不是属灵的。
God has made you alive in Christ.
然后上帝使我们活着，圣灵里面活着，为什么？因为他有了十字架。
Let me say it again. If you don't get excited about this, you are spiritually dead.
到时候我重复一遍，如果你们不为刚才说的话感到激动的话，你就没有属灵。
The Bible says a cheerful heart is good medicine.
上帝说过那个欢快的心情是一种良药。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
To be cheerful means ready to welcome others.
欢乐的心情意味着随时准备欢迎别人。
To speak a word of encouragement.
然后常常会说鼓励的话语。
To be enthusiastic about your faith.
然后对自己的信仰充满了热情。
To have a positive outlook on your future.
对自己的未来有很正面的看法。
Let me give you five words right now that should make every one of you the most cheerful people in this room.
他说我会给大家五个英文单字，这样是大家可以成为最最具欢乐精神的人。
Brothers and sisters, here's the five words.
然后现在是下面五个英文单字。
Nailed it to the cross.
第一个就是钉在十字架上。
Those are great words to be reminded of and help us to recognize that we're spiritually alive.
这个字使大家记住，我们就是已经在属灵里面得到了赦免。
Our sins were nailed to the cross, and Jesus took on the price of paying for our sins.
我们的罪都钉在十字架上，天父用他的生命来换回这些罪。
When your sins are nailed to the cross, his death made you alive.
我们的罪过都钉在十字架上，耶稣以他的死换回了我们的安宁。
Let's look at the fourth thing that gives us an indication that we're spiritually alive.
然后就他现在要讲第四个记号。
Enemies and spiritual rulers and authorities are disarmed.
然后所有的仇敌都被都得到了攻击。
Verse 15.
15节，一切掌权的都掳来。
The spiritual life in you starts to wake up.
这属灵的生活使你能够醒过来。
The Holy Spirit starts to disarm you.
所有这些属灵的生命。
God will disarm you and stop you from letting anger drag you down into sin.
然后就是属灵的生命使你可以解除仇恨，免去愤怒。
Being nice to your enemies and someone who has hurt you in a process that starts with a decision that I'm going to let God live every moment in my life.
然后我们就是可以宽恕别人曾经对你不好的那些人，你都宽恕他们了。
Brothers and sisters, God isn't something that you just let out of the box for an hour or so on Sunday morning.
他说，上帝并不是我们每个星期天到教会来听一个钟头讲道所存在的。
When God is alive in you, he disarms the spiritual enemies.
当上帝活在我们心里的时候，他实际上把我们心里当中的仇恨都去掉了。
He diffuses the anger.
去掉我们所有的愤怒。
When you can walk away and show the love of Jesus to your enemy and to the people who are wicked rulers of authority over you, that is spiritually being alive.
我们属灵的生命活过来，实际上就是我们离开这里的时候，我们带着一种就是宽恕我们所有伤害过我们的仇敌的这种心情。
Well, let's look at the fifth one this morning. Fifth identity of being spiritually alive.
活着有属灵的生命，第五个记号是我们来看一看。
He showed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross.
他就是显示在十字架上他所有的胜利。
The wicked rulers thought they had defeated Christ.
然后这个仇敌以为他把耶稣钉在十字架上，他们就胜利了。
He was dead.
好，耶稣已经死了。
But by his resurrection, Christ has stripped away their temporary power to defeat him.
实际上，耶稣后来复活就是。
Here's an important lesson for us to learn.
我们这里有一个重要的，就是可以学到的功课。
There will be times that each of us will think that all is lost.
我们人生中会碰到有的时候，认为我们所有的一切都失去了。
Hope is gone.
然后希望也没有了。
Confusion may seem stronger than your will.
然后就是那时候，就是很多搞七搞八的事情。都超过了你的愿望。
You will be scared.
你那时候非常害怕。
If you're expecting defeat, then most likely that's exactly what your plan will give you.
这时候你想打败，所以这一切看上去是不可能的。
One of the signs that you are spiritually alive is that you are expecting victory.
其实五个记号中有一个很明显的记号，就是你会期待着胜利啊，不会被那些所打倒。
You're planning to win.
你的计划是胜利。
You are preparing for good.
你是准备着成功的。
And you ask the question why.
你也许会问为什么呢？
And the answer is simply because you've already know that his victory on the cross has given you victory.
实际上答案很简单，就是因为十字架上耶稣死而复活就给我们带来了胜利的希望。
Victory is not something God wants to make difficult for you.
胜利并不是上帝想使你变得很困难而获得的。
Victory is something that God wants you to have.
实际上上帝希望你就不是很困难获得胜利。
And victory cost God his son.
这个我们的胜利其实使上帝失去了他亲生的儿子。
Whom he wants to give to you freely.
然后他把所有的一切都免费的给了我们。
You see, brothers and sisters, it cost God everything.
弟兄姐妹们，你们看，上帝失去了他所有的一切。
But it cost us nothing.
但是对我们来说，我们就免费获得了这一切。
Except believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent and confess that you need Him as your Savior.
我们只要相信上帝，我们会获得拯救。
Let me conclude with these closing words.
我最后来总结一下。
Are you spiritually alive or spiritually dead?
你是属灵里面活的还是不属灵的？
Have you asked God to forgive you your sins?
你有没有问过上帝他是不是赦免了你的罪？
Are you a happy Christian?
你是不是个快乐的基督徒？
Is your spiritual life full of joy and celebration?
如果你的属灵生活充满了快乐和喜悦，
Because you know the value of your sins being canceled.
因为你了解你所有的罪过都变赦免了。
Have you let Jesus nail your sins to the cross?
你是不是已经让上帝把你的罪钉在十字架上了？
Is Christ alive in you?
十字架是不是活在你的心中？
So that you don't go around talking about people behind their backs and letting them steal your joy.
你就不会再在别人面前讲其他人的坏话。
Do you let the living Holy Spirit that lives in you disarm you and keep you from being controlled by negative passions?
你是不是有属灵的精神，使你心里所有对别人的不好和仇视都去掉了？
And have you decided to claim the victory of the cross in your life and be alive in Jesus?
你是不是已经就是要得到十字架给你带来的胜利，然后属灵里面的作为一个属灵的基督徒？
I trust that you're spiritually alive.
我相信你们都是已经在属灵的生命都有了。
Amen, and let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Thank you for these simple verses, Father, that help us to see how we can know that we're alive in you.
亲爱的天父，我们今天读到的圣经使我们明白了你如何活在我们心中。
It's good news this morning that we share.
今天早晨我们分享的话语是福音。
May we be a witness of that kind of life in our everyday living, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样的就是每天活在主里面，我们这样的祷告都是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿们。